Jeff Fletcher, nice to see you.
Good to see you, Marty.
Yeah, pleasure to see Jeff. Of course, we know him in the Bay Area from the Santa Rosa Press-Democrat, who's a beat writer covering baseball, national baseball writer for AOL. He was the editor, did a great job of the A's and Giants magazine. I thought it was terrific last year. The story about Matt Cain's perfect game was outstanding.
Still, one of the most fun things I've done in sports writing.
And then they grabbed you up. Now you're with the Orange County Register down here covering the Angels. So how'd that come about?
Well, the Register had only covered the Angels for a while, and they hadn't covered the Dodgers, and they decided to add to covering both the Dodgers and Angels, so they had an extra position. They hired me and did a double switch, moved the Angels writer to the Dodgers. So now we cover both teams.
Wow. All right. So you're down here, and I talked about this Angel lineup when we opened the show today. This lineup is one of those lineups. This is a true American League lineup. It's a very powerful team.
They are. They've got, I told you this, Marty, this is my favorite stat. They've got, they're 27 guys who hit 30 homers in the major leagues last year, and four of them are in the Angels lineup. And there's no other team that has more than two. So that's pretty good. And they've got, you know, Chris Iannetta has got a little bit of power. He gives it like a 10 to 12 homer guy. And Alberto Callaspo is a guy that could hit 10 or 12. And Howie Kendrick could hit 10 or 12. So they've really got, they could conceivably end up with, and actually Peter Borges hit 11 the last time he had a full year. So they could probably have maybe everybody in their lineup hit double-digit homers, except for Eric Ibar, probably.
Wow. Well, the big question is, of course, the acquisition this winter of Josh Hamilton. How has he looked this spring? What do you expect out of Josh Hamilton?
Well, he's been he's looked pretty good this spring. He's had, you know, it's hard to everybody says how have they looked this spring, you know, spring training. But he seems to be healthy, and that's the most important thing. You know, he had a kind of a slump at the end of last season that made some people kind of wonder if he's in decline. I'm sure by the end of his contract he will not be the same Josh Hamilton, but right now he's still only 31 years old. I think there's no reason to believe that he won't continue to be the same kind of guy. Now the numbers still may not be as good because he's moving from the ballpark in Texas to the ballpark in Anaheim. So, you know, last year he had, I believe, about 43 homers. So, you know, playing a different ballpark, I could see him probably being in the 34, 36 range, something like that, and he should still have, you know, the same average, and he's going to have lots of guys on base around him, so that should help.
Well, I know you're a great poker player. You have a reputation at that. Jeff Fletcher with us. And I want to ask you this, because so many people this weekend, next weekend, will be doing their fantasy drafts. You know, this is a big time for baseball. Do you pick Albert Pujols number one, or do you put him in the top five? What Albert Pujols will the Angels see this year? Last year, at the beginning of the season, awful. And then he sort of put it together, but what do you think?
Well, I'm no fantasy guy, but isn't the number one supposed to be somebody that gets you stolen bases, too? So maybe Mike Trout.
Well, Ricky Henderson's retired. I'm sorry.
Well, Mike Trout, though, he's hit 30 homers and stole 49 bases, so he's pretty good. I'd probably take him ahead of Albert Pujols. But as you know, in general, Pujols, I think, is not going to be the Albert Pujols of 2006, 2007, because he's now 33 years old. But I think he is going to be better than last year. Last year, he had a couple things working against him. He was moving to a new league for the first time. And, you know, they say baseball's baseball, but if it's a whole new league, that's going to be a little bit of an adjustment. He was coming in where he was the guy, the $240 million guy, everybody focusing on him. I'm sure that put a little pressure on him. He was away from his family, which he's not really used to doing. And at the end of the year, he had a bad knee, which he had surgically repaired. So this year, going into this season, all those things should be taken care of. His knee is now fixed. He's probably going to start a little slowly, but I expect that he'll have no issues with it, you know, after the first couple weeks of the season. And so I think he's definitely going to be better than last year. Probably not quite the Albert in his prime, but I think that the Angels still have two really premium MVP caliber seasons out of him, and then he's going to start, you know, feeling his age probably, so they better win a World Series one of these next 2 years.
Right. Well, maybe not. Well, we'll see. All right. So what's the biggest challenge for this ball club? And you compared this ball club a little bit to the 2009 Yankees. Pitching was all right, but they hit the heck out of the ball, and that's what carried them. I could see that comparison with this team. So what's the biggest challenge for these guys?
Well, the starting rotation is it's not the Giants starting rotation where you've got four number one starters going out there. They've basically got Jared Weaver, who is a true ace, as good as any pitcher in baseball. And then C.J. Wilson is a solid number two. And then after that, it goes Jason Vargas, Joe Blanton, Tommy Hansen. All three of those guys are back-end pitchers, kind of innings eaters guys. And for the Angels, what they say is, hey, that's fine. Go out there, throw 200 innings for us. Keep the ball in play. We've got a big ballpark. We've got outfielders that are going to run down all these fly balls. We're going to score a lot of runs for you. Our defense is good. So that's going to be good enough for us. And we're going to, you know, on those other 3 out of 5 days, if we have to win 6-5, you know, we can do that. That's what the Angels are banking on.
Well, bullpen is always important because if all five through 200 innings like the Giants average out, that's 1,000 of your 1,450 innings. So I don't think the Angels are going to get close to that. Do they have the depth in the bullpen to carry it?
Well, they feel like once Ryan Mattson is healthy, which should be Ryan Mattson's coming back from Tommy John surgery, and they're thinking maybe the end of April, the very beginning of May. Once he's healthy and if he's the Ryan Mattson that they expect, which is also another question, they've got five legitimate back end of the bullpen guys who all actually have closed. So you've got Ryan Mattson, Ernesto Friere, Scott Downs, Kevin Jepson, and Sean Burnett. Those are all five pretty good major league relief pitchers. And, you know, obviously not all five are going to pitch their capabilities. That never happens. But just if you have five to begin with and you end up with three pitching pretty well and maybe somebody you're not expecting comes out and then you get four, you know, that's what a good team needs to have, and they think that they do. Last year, the bullpen was a big problem for them. They think that they fixed it. You know, you never really know because bullpens are so hard to predict, and yeah, we're not going to know really how it works until the season gets going, but that's what they're counting on.
What's it like covering the Angels? You've covered the A's. You've covered the Giants. You're a Bay Area guy, even though you come from Southern California. You know, your family, Lori's up with the two kids in the Bay Area. What's it like covering the Angels compared to the other teams you've covered?
It's a little different. It's, you know, every team has got kind of its own personality. And, you know, the A's and Giants obviously have different personalities. And the Angels have a different personality, too. And they're, you know, it's a little less, you get a little less time in the clubhouse in spring training, actually. With the A's and Giants, we could go in the clubhouse during the games and talk to guys, and here they basically, you ask for who you want and they bring them out. But
okay.
You know, and there's a lot of big stars here that's it's different. It's not quite like Barry Bonds having Albert Pujols, but it's a little bit similar. And you know, so far it's good. Everybody seems like they're a really nice guy down there. It's fun to cover. It's fun to do something new.
All right. Can this team win a pennant? I assume they can. And do you predict they'll win a pennant here?
I actually predict that they will. I'm always wrong about these things, but I think that they look like they're as good as anybody. And if you kind of – they're going to score so many runs, and I think that their starting pitching – although their starting pitching is not great, it is consistent. I think that the guys that they have got enough time in the big leagues that you know what they're going to be. And Jason Vargas is not just going to blow up and become terrible because he's, you know, been a 200-inning guy, you know, 380 ERA type guy. So you know what you're going to get, and that's what they built it to have that. So they're not expecting anybody to do anything outrageous. And I think their defense is going to be good, and they're going to score lots of runs, and I think the bullpen is going to be better than it was last year. And last year they won 89 games.
Okay.
So, you know, if they're four games better this year, that could be enough to – plus, they're going to get to play the Astros 20 times this year, so that's going to make everybody in the American League a little better.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing you at the World Series in San Francisco.
All right, that would be nice.
A repeat of 2002, Giants get even. I could deal with that. Jeff, thanks so much for being with us, and we'll follow you on OC Register. Where are you on Twitter? What's your handle
it's
on Twitter?
Jeff Fletcher, OCR.
Okay, perfect. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Marty.
All right, Jeff Fletcher. More coming up right here on the Sports Leader.